They got down there and he turned his head. He stuck one of those horns in him.
Yeah.
And then out of hoot, that was all.
Yeah. Yeah, they try and harm you with those horns.
Yeah.
They're
pretty good with those things, too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, really strong.
I've seen real big ones. Horn frog.
Well, this one, well, I guess we didn't like that. Pretty good size.
Well, that's a pretty big one. I never saw one any bigger than that.
We had some good grasshoppers this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We get out there and they eat. We have an ant hill out in back, too. I haven't killed it out because I know these things are around there. I'll just keep their food supply.
You have scorpions there?
Yeah, we do. We haven't had any around our house.
I have found them in my house.
We found them in our apartment. We just moved in. Mm-hmm. First day we were there, and everything was in the crate. And we were sitting around, and one came under the door. Our introduction to Oklahoma.
One time, we used to sleep out on the porch on hot nights. The whole family, we had our beds out there on the porch. So one night in the night, I said to my husband, I said, you know, we call them stinging lizard. It's far from stinging lizard. I said, the stinging lizard on me? I said, yes, the stinging lizard on me. He's right here on me. I said, get the flashlight. I know he's on me. I could feel him walking, you know, and I didn't know what in the world to do. And he got the flashlight, and he's right on my tummy. Boy, I just jumped out of that bed, and he got killed.
No, he couldn't hit you as long as he was crawling.
No.
I guess. I put my bare foot down on one of those and got me right on the arch.
Yes, they sure do.
What do you call all sorts of animals like this that are just nuisances? That steal things and make messes. Old coyotes and squirrels and woodpeckers and owls and possums and.
Well, I don't know. Cows, we call them cows.
Well, I was just thinking the whole bunch. If you woke up at night and heard something in the chicken house, you'd say there's a varmint?
Yeah, varmints. We call them varmints. Yeah, varmints. There's lots of possums around. Old possum.
Boy, they're greasy little rascals,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
You ever eat those?
No. I know a lot of people that did eat them. We never eat them.
Well, I tried one when I was a kid. I guess
I meant to be a little strong.
Well, it was strong and it was fat. Jeez, Liz.
My mother felt like they eat so many. They would eat dead carrion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think they'd be good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We never did eat them. A lot of people did eat them, though.
I guess it doesn't.
I imagine it's something like a sheep or a goat or something.
Yeah, except there's some fat.
No, I don't believe I'd like sheep.
More like eating a rat.
Yes, I don't believe I'd like sheep.
My wife doesn't like sheep at all.
I don't believe I'd like sheep.
We haven't had any lamb or mutton in, I don't know how long.
No. To me, right. They have a funny smell.
Yeah.
I don't like deer meat, venison either.
I've only had that once, but we had it for so long that I don't think I'd like it anymore either.
No.
I didn't like it then. First wasn't too bad, it was a little gamey.
My son killed one, he's had it in his freezer, and he said, I wish you could take this venison home with you. And I said, I don't think my cat would even eat it. I have a Siamese cat, and I don't believe he'd eat it.
Yeah, I met your cat.
Uh-huh.
Did you have oyster suppers here in Liberty?
Yes, and they were oyster suppers, yeah.
Those were grand things.
Yeah, they were grand.
They? Canned oysters?
Yes, we used canned oysters. We didn't ever have them fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing I like any better than seafood.
Oh, I'm that way too. I bet you had a good time in Houston.
We eat at the G-A-J-A. What do you call that?
What's simple?